We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, God, it's so hot. I was outside this morning for all of 30 seconds. From the time I walked out my front door, I had an errand to run uptown. I had to take a Uber. I was waiting outside for like 30 seconds waiting for that Uber. Standing in the shade, I started sweating. I can't even imagine. You know, we talk about it on this show all the time. Those of you who are out working in spaces that are not air conditioned, they're outdoors, you're working out in the sunshine, doing physical labor. You are the heroes today. You are the essential workers. We love you. We're thinking of you. Have a Gatorade. Heat advisory is in effect for the region. You just heard Chris Miller tell us all about that. Make sure that you are finding air conditioning when you can. Wear light clothes. And hey, check on family members and neighbors, man. It really boggles my mind. I occasionally still meet people who don't have air conditioning in their homes, or they do, but, you know, only in one room or something. And I'm like, man, and they live alone, you know. So if there's people like that in your neighborhood or around you, people you know, check on them and make sure that they're staying cool. Drink plenty of water. Drink water before you're thirsty, because that's how dehydration can kind of sneak up on you. If you wait to have something to drink until you're thirsty, it's too late. But that's it for now. Hey, if you want to go back and listen to anything you just heard from that first hour, it's available at WWL.com and on the Odyssey app, where you can rewind the show. You can rewind the entire show or just 1 hour. You can listen to just one segment, one interview. You can do that on the app. You can also do that at WWL.com. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to a cybersecurity expert. I love it. I love it when I get a chance to talk to one of these white hat hacker guys. You know, like, I don't know where the white hat thing comes from, but they're like hackers that do good. You know, instead of like stealing your bank account number and stuff, they're helping you figure out how to keep your business secure. That's good, right?
Yeah, I think it's called white hat because you don't need collars to do it.
Sure, that's a theory. I'll ask him about that when I get him on. That man is David Schloss. He's the CEO of a company called Emulated Criminals. His business card says he's the CEO / Emulated Mob Boss. I can't wait to talk to this guy. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But before that, you know what it means. After the 2 o'clock news, it's time for the 210 News Bomb. The story that just will not go away. The Trump White House has, by any measure, left, right, or center, really mismanaged the Epstein Files scandal. There is blood in the water, and the Democrats are circling.
Senate Democrats want the Justice Department to release transcripts and recordings of interviews last week with Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch met twice with Ghislaine Maxwell in Florida, where she's in prison for helping Epstein's sex trafficking network. Top Senate Judiciary Committee Democrat Dick Durbin and Rhode Island Sheldon Whitehouse say the interviews are another tactic to distract from the administration's failed promise to unveil unveil the full Epstein files. They also want the department to pledge it will not offer Maxwell a pardon for taking part in the meetings. Asked about a potential pardon Friday,
"It's something I haven't thought about."
This morning, the president was asked if he's ruling one out.
"Well, I'm allowed to give her a pardon.
But you are.
Nobody's approached me with it. Nobody's asked me about it."
And says for now, it's inappropriate to talk about pardons. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Just say no, dummy. This is so easy. Excuse me, I don't mean to call the President of the United States a dummy, but that is so simple, man. Everybody knows you're allowed to do it. Like, if you're supposed to be good at one thing, Donald, and it's messaging. That's how you got to be in the position you're at now. It's not because you're great at policy. It's because you know what to say in moments like that, that are going to make sticky moments for you in the news that people are going to talk about 10,000 times over the course of a weekend. If somebody asks you, do you think you might pardon Ghislaine Maxwell? Just say no. I will also not miss this opportunity to remind you, the person who interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell in prison, the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, is President Trump's former personal attorney. If you think that President Trump's former personal attorney is not going to ask questions of Ghislaine Maxwell and report answers based on whether or not it's going to embarrass or impugn his former client, I got a bridge I would like to sell you. Over in Europe, in order to avoid an escalating trade war, President Trump has reached an agreement to raise taxes on American consumers.
The United States and European Union have agreed to a trade framework that establishes a set tariff on most goods.
The tariff straight across for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across tariff of 15%.
President Trump says the agreement averts a trade war that could have sent shockwaves through economies around the world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the deal rebalances the trade relationship between the U.S. and EU.
"We wanted to do it in a way that trade goes on between the two of us across the Atlantic, because the two biggest economies should have a good trade flow between us. And I think we hit exactly the point we wanted to find."
Trump had set Friday as the deadline for reaching a deal before imposing stiff tariffs on the EU's 27 member countries. I'm Mike Hempen.
I guess I'm glad we got the deal. It's having a deal is better than not having a deal. But, you know, President Trump just raised the amount of taxes that you're going to pay when you buy stuff from Europe. Okay. President Trump described that deal exactly as you might guess he would.
"We've reached a deal. It's a good deal for everybody, I believe. And this is probably the biggest deal ever reached in any capacity, trade or beyond trade."
"It is.
It's a giant deal with lots of countries."
A giant deal with lots of countries. Thank you, Mr. Trump. European politicians seem satisfied so far, but European economists, not so much.
"There is agreement among economists that putting 15% tariff on your closest trading partner is a stupid idea. It's a bad idea. It's not something that will be to the detriment of your own economy more than anything else. So on one hand, it shows the weakness of Europe at this particular point in time, and that's bad. At the same time, what the U.S. got in return for this is something that actually is probably a bad outcome for them, even more though than for us."
Well, time will tell. Better late than never, but Donald Trump has apparently figured out that Vladimir Putin is not his friend just because he says nice things about him, but that he is indeed, as the rest of us have known for a long time, a liar and a mass murdering maniac.
"I'm not so interested in talking anymore. We have such nice conversations, such respectful and nice conversations, and then people die the following night with a missile going into a town and hitting, recently, I guess, the nursing home, but they hit other things. Whatever they hit, people die."
Amazing. He's starting to sound more compassionate than he has in times before. And I guess I mean that specifically, as he's always kind of been... He's been able to use compassionate words about people that he liked, people that voted for him. But I don't really remember him saying stuff like this about people in other countries, people that were, you know, being attacked in a war, people who were starving. He's starting to use a sort of different set of words to talk about those people. I don't think that really means anything, but stuck out to me. As Trump is growing increasingly frustrated over his inability to secure peace in Ukraine, so is he growing frustrated with Bibi Netanyahu's genocidal campaign in Gaza.
President Trump is urging Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu to act as images of emaciated kids emerge from Gaza. Just yesterday,
there is no starvation in Gaza.
Asked if he agrees with Netanyahu.
I don't know. I mean, based on television, I would say not particularly, because those children look very hungry.
And the president's urging him to do something.
I want them to make sure they get the food.
It appears to be a recalibration of the president's stance on Gaza and comes as he met in Scotland with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
People in Britain are revolted at seeing what they're seeing on their screens.
The president says the US, UK, and others will set up food centers in Gaza, while again complaining America has not been given enough credit for organizing past aid.
Nobody said even thank you. You know, thanks. Somebody should say thank you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Now, if genocide seems like too strong of a term for me to use to describe what the Israeli government is doing, you don't have to take it from me. Israeli advocates are calling it that, too.
Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. This crime must stop immediately. The primary responsibility lies with the Israeli government, but also with the international community, to take every measure permitted by international law to put an end to a crime that continues to claim victims at this very moment, just 70 kilometers away from here.
David Shapiro is the former U.S. ambassador to Israel, and he says the airdrops that you've probably seen on TV, they have provided limited amounts of food so far, and that's a good start, but more needs to be done.
Airdrops are just sort of a first emergency measure. The much more relevant measure will be the humanitarian pauses that the Israeli military has put in place to allow and to facilitate much greater transportation of aid into Gaza and across Gaza.
And here at home, a sort of a frightening situation at a Walmart in Michigan. A man allegedly stabbed 11 people before he was taken into custody. Thankfully, nobody is dead. But here's what's unusual about this. He could face terrorism charges.
11 people were stabbed at the Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, Saturday, with shoppers, including one with a gun, subduing the suspect. Sheriff Michael Shea says 42-year-old Bradford James Gilley was taken into custody.
Requested charges will be as follows. One count of terrorism, 11 counts of assault with intent to murder. Mr. Gilley's history shows prior assaultive incidents as well as controlled substance violations. A motive has not yet been determined.
Prosecutor Noelle Mogenberg explains that terrorism charge.
We believe in some ways done to affect the entire community, to put fear in the entire community and to change how maybe we operate on a daily basis. And so that is why we're looking at that terrorism charge.
Officials say 10 patients remain in the hospital, 2 in serious condition. I'm Julie Walker.
God bless them, everyone. I was at the Chapultepec Street Walmart last Thursday night, and then I saw the story over the weekend. 11 people got stabbed, and I thought, God, just the horror of just, you know, walking through the cereal aisle or whatever, and some nut comes at you and stabs you, and then you stay awake or whatever long enough just to see him go stab somebody else, not knowing how many people are hurt. Was he after you? How many more people are you going to die? Is the person next to you going to die? God help us. When we come back, we'll talk to David Schloss, who's a white hat hacker, CEO of Emulated Criminals. 2 minutes and 53 seconds were cut from what the U.S. Department of Justice and FBI told us was full, raw surveillance video from the only functioning camera near Jeffrey Epstein's prison cell the night that he died. How does that happen? How did analysts discover that discrepancy? And what does it mean that Pam Bondi's Department of Justice and Kash Patel's FBI are telling us that this is the full unedited surveillance video when clearly we can now see it is not at all. I mean, Hogan for Scoot. We'll be right back. Stick around on
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WL. 4 years after Jeffrey Epstein's death in a federal prison cell, questions about how he died just will not go away. Earlier this month, the Department of Justice and the FBI released what they called the full raw surveillance video from the only working camera pointed anywhere near his cell the night before his death. But forensic experts who were working with Wired magazine were the first to report that video that they told us was full and raw was about as raw as blackened catfish, folks. It was stitched together, edited multiple times over several hours, and nearly 3 minutes of footage were cut out entirely, and we still have not seen them. Just one of the latest twists in a story that is full of them, and it has not just fueled theories that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, but it has also raised some serious questions about transparency and competence in federal law enforcement. Joining us right now is David Schloss. He's the CEO of a white hat hacker outfit called Emulated Criminals, and hopefully he can help us understand what was and was not captured on video that night. David, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you making the time on short notice.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For people who haven't been following too closely, can you explain what was released by the Department of Justice and why it was supposed to finally put this controversy to rest?
Yeah, so the boiled down explanation is the Department of Justice wanted to release out the one working video camera in a raw format to show Epstein couldn't have been killed, right? There was no one who walked into his cell. So they released one video that came out, and many people went and watched it and noticed, oh, well, at 11:58 and 58 seconds, all of a sudden it just cuts right to midnight, which sparked that little uh-oh moment for, I would say, a lot of researchers and people who were following this and going, well, what is that missing timeline? So Wired went back and hired two individual consulting firms to double check their work. But they did what's called a metadata forensics on the release file and found that there was actually two files embedded into this single file that was released. And from that, there were multiple edits, roughly about three over the course of about 3.5 to 4 hours by a user on a Windows device. All of it stored right out there in the open on the metadata, which is where we're at today, where we're looking at this and going, okay, well, where's that time gone?
For people who may not be familiar, can you explain just briefly what metadata is?
Yeah, so great question, because a lot of people really don't know, but it's just about in every single data format or file that you can that you interface with. So boiled down, metadata is like a label on a jar, right? It tells you what's inside of it, when it was made, how it was made, maybe. Sometimes they'll tell you what's been done with it. Really, it's like the extra information that's attached to a file, but isn't the actual content. So the best example that relates to a lot of people is when you take a photo with your phone. There's additional information that's saved with that picture. It's not just the picture itself, but it will save when that photo is taken, the location, the GPS data, the camera model, if you edited the photo. All that gets saved in the metadata, so you can go back and look at that. Or if you have a program that will show that information, you can pull that off of the image. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that's normally shown to the everyday user.
It's very weird to me, David, that, I mean, this is not even the first or second or third time that the Trump administration has run into some sort of metadata buzzsaw. I'm remembering back to January when they, you know, had these memos coming out about, hey, here's these new policy prescriptions we're putting in place. And the metadata showed that they came from the people who wrote Project 2025. And this is at the same time that they're telling us, we got nothing to do with Project 2025. We don't know what it is. Well, the metadata told a different story. So it seems to me a bit sloppy that they would release the video with this very obvious edit in it that anybody that really had the software to detect that could see. Sloppy, would you agree?
I think on some level, right? I think there is some speculation at hand because we truthfully can't ever know exactly what went down. To that extent, though, the question is then asked, why was it doctored? Mm-hmm. Could it have been something legitimate? Maybe there is a glitch in the video where it got corrupted and they removed it because they were afraid of the speculation or skepticism of the legitimacy of the video. But then when you edit it and you don't admit to editing it, you also create the speculation and skepticism towards the legitimacy of the video. I think the more common situation that we're seeing here, especially from the government officials today, is that a lot of people don't understand that metadata is embedded in just about everything, from where it comes from and how it's used. So it is a very useful tool, especially in the criminal forensic side of the house for us in the cybersecurity space, because it allows us to figure out a lot of this information without having the traditional logs. But it inadvertently discloses when we do edit things or make adjustments or pull something in from a different file. And that really tells the story behind, you know, where this information is coming from. In this case, in the video's case, it's hard to tell, but it is very similar.
David, I'm going to go back to that missing minute that was, apparent right out of the gate. Nobody needed to look at the metadata to see that there was a missing minute, you know, right leading right up to midnight. And the Department of Justice has explained that by saying this is a normal nightly reset of the camera system. Okay, from a cybersecurity and systems perspective, does that explanation make sense to you?
It depends on the type of camera that's being used. For a lot of the older CCTV, what do you want to call it? Ecosystems, I think is a good way of putting it.
Okay.
Those kind of camera ecosystems use old tapes, right? The similar things you would see from VHS back in the day. So having to replace the tapes, in theory, yes, could take roughly a minute and some change. But it's not very common today. The truth is that a lot of our CCTV ecosystems are digital. They work off of hard drives, and you don't need to pull a hard drive to put a new hard drive in most of the time, right? It really just comes down to what is the age of this camera system. There's a lot of inconsistencies when we talk about the prison CCTV system for where Epstein was held, which causes a lot of speculation and concern for not being the full truth out there. So there is cases in which, yes, this could be a product of a nightly refresh of the recording medium. But the modern day camera system wouldn't necessarily require that.
It sounds so Hollywood to me, David. You know, I'm thinking of, you know, like Mission Impossible or an even better example. And this is maybe a little bit out in the weeds, but Michael Crichton wrote a book called Rising Sun. And I think there was also a movie made of it. And the whole crux of this book revolved around missing security footage. And the people in the book that were trying to cover up this murder exploited a very similar sort of flaw in their security system where they said, this is just part of how it works. It's all very normal. It's all very natural. It just, you know, it blanks out or it resets or there's a flash of white light or something. And then the antagonists in the book figured out how to exploit that. They eventually, you know, they also had some sort of, you know, super cyber analyst who kind of cracked the code, and that's how they solved that murder. But it just seems just a little too on the nose sometimes that I'm reading about this stuff. I feel like, I swear to God, I've seen this movie before, or I've read this book. I want to ask you about the file having been opened and saved multiple times over more than 3 hours. So, folks, if you're sitting at home and you're thinking about, you know, maybe I open up a Word document and I'm typing out a grocery list, and at 9 a.m. I type in milk, and then I hit save. And then at 10 a.m. I open it again and I type in eggs, and I hit save again. And then at 4 p.m. the next afternoon, I go and I put, you know, toenail fungus cream, and I hit save again. That's what's happened with this file, and we can tell that from looking at the metadata. In forensic analysis, David, what does that usually indicate?
In this case, it usually indicates that there is somebody who is manipulating what we would call a source file, right? In this case, there were two source files, both named appropriately for what you would expect a CCTV camera system to name it as. So I think it was like 2025-05-22,
yeah.
And then like a time string, if I remember correctly. So you see the two of them go in. Now, the one thing that you don't see through metadata is what exactly is edited. All you know is that there were events that are saved to, we can call it like a history log, right? So your point of the list, if you were to open up Word and start putting in all your grocery lists to include the toenail fungus cream, all those specific items aren't going to show up in the metadata itself. But it is going to show that, hey, there was a save, and there was a change in file size, typically, right? And usually that change in file size indicates that either it's grown, which means you've added things, or it's shrunk, means you've removed things. So when you just go and look through, you can tell, okay, hey, if we're editing and then saving, something is being moved around, whether that be the two source files next to each other, if they're overlapping. If you're unfamiliar with how video editing software works, there's various things that you can do with those input files, those source files, that don't necessarily mean that you're cutting the image itself,
mm-hmm.
right? But what we do get from that metadata is we can tell each of those source files' original lengths, right? So we know exactly how long each of those were in, and we can compare by adding both of those up and then looking at the video as a whole and seeing how long that video is. And that's where Wired actually got its 2 minutes and 53 seconds as far as a difference, because when they took the two source files and they looked at the time that the two source files had and then added it up, there was a discrepancy of that much. So we don't know what exactly was edited, but we do know when it was edited, because that is all saved with the metadata. We know what's called a short name of the user that was editing it.
Yes, good. If I can pause it there, David, because I did want to talk about the username. I want to give us a little more runway to do that. So let's step away here and take care of a commercial break real quick. And David, if you can just stick around, I don't know, maybe like 7 to 10 more minutes. We'll have a little bit of time to talk about that username. And then I did kind of want to get to the overarching point about what this does to public trust and what people should think about the DOJ and the FBI and their handling of their case and the handling of this footage. My guest is David Schloss. He's the CEO of Emulated Criminals. I'll let him have a moment to tell us about what they do when we come back. If you want to get in on this, you got a question for David, 504-260-1870. Shoot me a text. We'll try and get to it right away. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot. Be right back on.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WWL. All right, we're back here with David Schloss from Emulated Criminals. David, just take a few seconds to tell about Emulated Criminals and the work that you do there.
Yeah, so Emulated Criminals is kind of a unique organization in the cybersecurity space. We usually put it as we teach organizations how to fight. The truth is that the government really has no responsibility for being the frontline defenders or the first responders for cybersecurity incidents. And so a lot of organizations don't understand how to protect themselves against cybercrime. So what we do, which is very movie-esque and a lot of fun, is we commit crimes against organizations or our clients, really, and show them how that criminal activity surfaces, what it looks like, how they can respond better, essentially teaching them how to prevent crime by showing them what crime actually is.
Excellent. It reminds me of one of my favorite films. Maybe you're familiar, Sneakers from 1992 with Dan Aykroyd and Robert Redford and Sidney. Well, you know, I think sometimes this sort of more technical stuff is difficult for people to wrap their head around, David, and there are, I think it can get a little bit technical sometimes. And like we said earlier, it's very evocative of some other sort of Hollywood stories. So I thought, you know, as we go into this next segment, why don't we just hear a little bit of the Sneakers soundtrack. David, the metadata references a username beginning with MJ Cole. Who is MJ Cole in your estimation? How much does that tell us about who handled the Epstein tapes?
Unfortunately, it tells us nothing, right? But it does tell us that the system that this was added on was likely a Windows system, which is aligned with how government operates, considering that the majority of the either Department of Defense, Department of Justice, whoever it may be, uses Windows. The reason why we know it's a Windows is, to your point, MJ Cole, and then there's a tilde and a one, which is a old Windows format. It's called what's called Windows 8.3. This is a shortening kind of algorithm, I guess you could call it, right? So if you want an example of what this looks like in a more colloquial manner, imagine you had a file name called mylongfilename.txt. Windows 8.3 would rename that to mylong and then tilde1.txt.
Yep, I remember this well.
Yeah, and we've all kind of seen this, especially as we've been on Windows devices that have really long file names. Thankfully, we're not so bad as we were back in the 90s when everything was still, you know, mostly what, DOS and 95. But the problem with trying to use the metadata for the 8.3 shortening for the username to try to disclose it to an individual is that can be anyone. It could be Johnson or some other variation of the of Cole or MJ Cole, right? Mm-hmm. Colson, whatever it may be at the end.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw. Yeah. So the difficulty in attributing that to an individual user is you have to have the information to the internal, what's called a domain or a collective group of computers, to where that user exists. So unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to get any true, hard, solid, this is who it is, information from just the username itself, but we can extrapolate other information from it.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to more of that. Just one more here, David, and we're going to have to kind of run out of time, but there's a text here on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text line that kind of, in a different sort of way, asks the question that I was fixing to end with. The text says, when are hackers going to leak the Epstein files? Put another way is, could independent experts outside of the government ever get access to the truly raw video as it was captured on that camera, if it even still exists?
Could it happen? In theory, yes. Right. I think we see it a lot with hacktivist groups like your Anonymous Hacktivists or LulzSec or some of those other groups that kind of fall into that realm. The problem is typically when we see evidence of this scale of crime, right, with Epstein, it's very contentious, let's be honest here, right? For his crimes, you don't want to get all that information out there. The chain of custody and the responsibility of chain of custody of that evidence is held very dearly to the Department of Justice, right? Mm-hmm. If that gets into the hands of hackers, the chain of custody is now broken and that evidence is no longer admissible into court, usually, because it could have been manipulated. So it's very difficult for these hacktivist groups to gain access to that because they're usually behind several layers of security, not just your traditional Department of Defense or Department of Justice levels of security, but even more so because of the severity if that was to get breached. Mm-hmm. So it could happen. I think your bigger likelihood of discovering any of the full unedited everything would come from a whistleblower inside. And that, again, is just all speculation and assumption, but that's, to me, is the more realistic scenario than a hacktivist or an independent security researcher finding access to these files.
Fascinating stuff, David. I'm so glad that we got in touch with you this morning, and thank you for your expertise and spending time with us today. David Schloss is, again, the CEO/emulated mob boss at Emulated Criminals, which I think is a delightful thing to put on a business card. David, thank you for your time, your work, and your way, man. Really nice speaking with you today.
Thank you so much. Hope you have a good rest of the day.
We surely will. We'll try and stay cool out there. Make sure you're staying hydrated, folks. Get inside if you can. Limit your time outdoors. And for God's sake, if you're moving around children, babies, animals, do not leave them in the car. When we come back, I'll see if I can get to some of your calls and text messages at 504-260-1870. Several people sounding off about the Epstein files, the Epstein tapes, the missing minutes, and what it all means. We'll cover some of that before we talk to our next guest at 325. And therein, we're going to be speaking to Dr. John Fitzmaurice from the UNO Department of History about the Scopes Monkey Trial, which concluded 100 years ago last week. Great stuff coming up. Don't go anywhere. I'm Ian Hoke sitting in for Scoot on WWL. Be right back after this. 256 here on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming up at the news, we'll get the latest on weather, sports, and our first traffic report of the afternoon. But first, I'd like to go to the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text line where we find Charles in Lafayette. Charles, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
How you doing today? I'm driving back to Lafayette. I always like to call in the Scoot Show because he's just a step above other talk radio hosts.
Well, I think so too. Thank you, Charles.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, and I know there's a lot of talk about the Epstein files, and everyone's talking about it now, and there is serious, but the thing that people are ignoring that I think is a correct, I'm not going to say, you know, whenever you have pedophiles, I mean, that's terrible, but the thing that really is affecting things is you have a guy named Emil Bove that's probably going to get put on the Third Circuit Court of Appeal, because no one, that is totally unqualified. He said, F the courts. He did a corrupt deal with Mayor Adams, and this is a person that will be one step away from the Supreme Court. I predict that next summer at this time, after the Clarence Thomas will be retiring, so they can put someone on there. And if it looks like, you know, and in 2028, they will probably, they hold the Senate, Alito will retire too. And I can see that happening. To me, you want to have accountability. This is a greater threat because Supreme Court justices, they don't believe it. They used to believe in originalism. They used to believe in textualism. You know, Antonin Scalia would never do a lot of things they are doing now. And they simply are legislating from the bench right now. They'll go as far on the birthright citizen. They're not going to go that far, Nick. But to me, is someone who follows the news a lot closer than people who follow, all this other stuff. It's the bigger issue.
You got it. I got to pause you there, Charles. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Charles is talking about, Emil Bove, who is the number three at the Department of Justice right now. He's looking at a lifetime appointment to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. He's going to get a final vote from the Senate really kind of any time now. The reason we are talking about this guy as a nation, the reason that we know him, is that he told other people at the Department of Justice, if the courts tell you that you cannot do something, such as, send people to El Salvador when there's clearly a court order that says you cannot do that, Emil Bove sent out this memo that said, tell the courts, F you, and we're not going to listen to the courts. We're going to defy them, and we're going to actively and deliberately undermine the rule of law. And that's the guy that we're about to see ascend to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals and maybe the Supreme Court. Not great, Bob. Be right back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.